A wise man's words. Bandits had struck again. This time, they robbed a dozen people. Then, they chopped off their heads and their hands. Everybody was frightened by such savagery. There were also floods. Hundreds of houses disappeared under the water overnight. The inhabitants lost everything and had no place to go. But they were the lucky ones. The ones who were not drowned immediately or carried off in the raging floodwaters. As a local official, Lee felt that he had to do something about the tragedies that struck the people under his jurisdiction. As a kind man, he felt sorry for all those unlucky people. As a Taoist, he wondered what might be the cause behind all these disasters. If anybody would know, it would be my teacher, the great Master Lin. When he got a chance, Li went to his temple and visited his teacher. When he got there, the master was sitting in meditation. When Li came in, the master welcomed him. Li asked, "Teacher, I would like to ask the cause behind all the disasters which have befallen our unhappy district. Bandits have come like a swarm of angry hornets. They kill and burn. Floods have destroyed the fruits of many years of hard work. Please, tell me why." His teacher said, "I rarely leave this temple. I do not follow current events. But why should these people be subjected to these terrible occurrences?" The master heaved a deep sigh. "You reap as you sow. People are selfish and cruel. They only think about their own stomachs. They kill animals to eat their meat. The killed animals are very, very angry. When all their anger accumulates, the peace of nature is disturbed. The heavens break open, waters flood the land. Some of the animals come back in rebirth as human beings. They murder and rob as vengeance for misdeeds that were done to them. There is no escaping the power of nature. People who have done wrong bring misfortune down upon themselves and their families. Those who go against nature bring themselves tragedy." Although this story dates back hundreds of years, it is especially important for us now, at the beginning of the 21st century. We are seeing more hurricanes and tornadoes. We are seeing earthquakes, drought, many storms, windstorms, snowstorms. All these are destroying property. They are leaving thousands homeless around the world. We would do well to listen to the wisdom of the ancients. We would do well to see how we fly in the face of nature. Killing, violence, drug abuse, unsettling music, alcoholism. All our bad habits are modern people's entertainment. Is it any wonder that nature can barely tolerate us anymore?